Micah Xavier Johnson lived in a quiet Mesquite neighborhood in a tan two-story brick home. On Friday, though, police, news trucks, and reporters were everywhere. Many of his neighbors were either at work or didn't want to answer their doors on this hot July day. Kevin Giles was walking by. He says he knew Johnson.
That was my cousin. We went to high school together, ROTC.
Like many North Texans, Giles says he can't believe what happened in downtown Dallas, and he doesn't want to believe his cousin was the shooter. Giles says he never heard his cousin talk about wanting to carry out an attack or that he wanted to harm someone.
That ain't like him, you know what I'm saying? That ain't like him. I mean, we stay in the suburbs, so we get in some trouble out here.
The U.S. Army says Johnson was deployed to Afghanistan in 2013 and returned to the U.S. the following year. He served in the Army until April 2015. To Giles, he wasn't just an Army veteran. He also loved to play sports.
He goofy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's smart and goofy. He liked to play around, but all that serious stuff, getting down like that.
Johnson told Dallas police in the parking garage where he was cornered that he was upset about the recent fatal police shootings of black men, that he wanted to kill white people and wanted to kill white police officers. As police swarmed Johnson's home, kids watched nearby. 15-year-old Seth Dorsey says the recent shootings have been on his mind.
We talked about this incident, and you know, my parents, they were pretty upset about it. It hurt them a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
Despite that pain, Seth's parents tell him he should be honest with police and respect them. Stella Chavez, KERA News.